Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, 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 baby. And no, honey, I have not had my whiskey on today. And everyone that's been talking to me, they've been feeling it, too. They've been feeling that I have not had my whiskey. You know, it's Whiskey Wednesday, honey. And when I chug-a-lug it on down, I'm okay. Okay, I chug-a-lug it. You know, I chug it with the ice and all, my darlings. Yes, I do. Get my bar set up. You know what's wrong with these people? Now, listen. When I come through the door, I have to come in with my drink in my hand. You know what I'm saying? And I already know they're not going to have my bar set up. So when I'm coming in, I have my drink in my hand. You know what I'm saying. So listen, guys. Listen, I got some serious music, some bad music on today. Listen, I got to tell you, I'm really hyped up on today. I'm really hyped up on today. Can I tell you? I'm not on 10. I am not on 10. I'm pretty much on 100. Can I tell you? Listen, it is October the 12th, 2022, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patwani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. That's GumpaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumpa Rum. We do have natural vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold, baby. And we have natural coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. Listen, listen, listen. The CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum is Gum, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, I got some hot music on tonight, honey. And I got some life lessons that I ain't going to stop, babe. Listen, listen, let me tell y'all. Let me get you ready right now. Let me get you ready. Get out your plate, okay? Get out your plate because you can maybe eat. Get your knife, okay? And get your fork because you are going to eat on tonight. You hit me up in here. Listen, listen, listen. Got some good stuff from independent artist Judithson. Yes, he got some good stuff, and you're going to love it, love it, love it. Listen, do me just a little bit of favor. While you on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, who's going to be listening to this music up in here? Let it go. Better know it, my darlings. People all over the world is listening to your music, horny. You better know it. You better know it. You better know it. Before I get into this juicy tune, before I get into it, listen, I got a word from my sponsor. Take a listen to this.
I want to talk about sludge. It happens after you drive your vehicle for a while. It's a buildup of motor oil that gels, then collects dirt, metals, and unburned fuel. Sludge prevents oil from getting to the critical engine parts it's designed to protect. You'll notice your vehicle running rough, stalling, even vibrating. That's because friction is damaging your engine. Jill Katz ProLine is the solution. This science was engineered for aerospace, tested in racing, and used by our military. Now, you can use this well-kept secret to protect your engine from future buildup, extend the life of the vehicle, and save on repair costs. Order at JillCat.com. JILCAT.com.
Yes, yes. Order at JillCat.com. JILCAT.com. JILCAT.com. That's JillCat.com. I want you guys to visit that site. Take a look at what she has. She has a phenomenal and great product. Once again, it's JILCAT.com. JillCat.com. Now, listen, you guys. Listen, listen, listen. We're going to get into this. We're going to slice it up. We're going to dice it up, right? We are going to get into this music. I got some bad, bad stuff. Listen, this music is really juicy. It is really saucy. It's coming from a Brooklyn-based rapper, right? He's out of Brooklyn. He recently released his first rap mixtape called DWYL, spanning multiple subgenres and multiple bars. The song Feelings, yes, the song Feelings, it's an Afro dance hall track with a reggae vibe and a Spanglish twist, okay, that's what he called it. So listen, listen, he's coining a new word. Well, maybe it's a word, I don't know, but I'm just saying what I'm saying, what he said, okay? So listen, the name of the song is Feelings, Feelings. Take a listen to this.
Wherever she goes, she always gonna be the soul of the show. Oh, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Ven, bebecita, vámonos ya pa' mi casa. Ponte cómoda allá arriba en la terraza. Prende ese fili que ya se ha enrolado y pasa. Y después me dice si quiere mezclar la raza. Leus, Leus, le gusta este afro, Leus. Leus, Leus, por cómo baila se que le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta este afro, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, por cómo baila sé que le gusta, le ponen dembow, le gusta cuando el alfa grita mera wow, yeah, y le gusta el slow, lo quita cuando le metemos el cambio de flow, oh, wherever she goes, she always gonna be the soul of the show, oh, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Le gusta, le gusta, le gusta este afro, le gusta. Le gusta, le gusta, por cómo baila sé que le gusta. Le gusta, le gusta, le gusta este afro, le gusta. Le gusta, le gusta, por cómo baila sé que le gusta. Now we going down, bebecita, I'ma show ya. Cause I swear I wanna hold ya. I know I'm gonna have you somehow, and I don't wanna see you go now. Ava DJ, you know we out here getting this bread.
All right, all right. That is juicy, juicy, juicy. Name of that one is Feelings. And I like that. You know what? We can all relate to that. I like the song because it's got a nice Caribbean vibe. It's got the Afro dance hall vibe, of course. It's got a reggae vibe, and it's got that Caribbean feel. Anything with the Caribbean feel, I just love it. I love it. I love it because I can get my slow jam fizz. You know, I can get my pina colada, whatever I'm drinking at the moment, you know, and I can relax, relax, relax. So listen, y'all. We got to learn how to stay out of our feelings. You know what? Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's been a really interesting day today. Today has been, really been an interesting day. So listen, listen. I said, well, you know, I got stuff to do. I had to go to my doctor. I had to have an appointment. You know, y'all know I'm real this life. I'm just going to tell y'all it is what it is and how it is. So listen, I had an opportunity to really get into my feelings. I really did almost got real pretty ugly for a minute there. Let me tell y'all what happened. I goes to the clinic, had a doctor's appointment. So listen now, listen, to get all this new technology in there. I comes in the door. They have the new technology. You stand in front of this machine. It takes your temperature. That's okay. But now listen, this is it where I get into my feelings. So I'm just coming in the door. There's this lady. Clearly she was out of her head. And she's talking so very loud. I'm trying to converse with the person that's greeting me that worked at the clinic. I'm trying to converse with him, and he's telling me how the new machine works for taking my temperature and what to do, and then look straight into the machine, yada, yada. And so, listen, I couldn't hear what he was saying because this other lady was talking so loud. And I says to her, you know, I got in my feelings, y'all, real fast. I says, look. Take it down. I said, tone it down. And, she, you know, before I even realized what I was saying, and she just looked at me, and she didn't say no words. She turned around, she went and sat down. And so then he tells me, go ahead and take your temperature. Just look into this little machine. And so I did that, and I went on, and went on to the next machine where you know, you do what you do. You punch your numbers in. Next thing you know, she gets back up. I says, oh, this girl is just really, really too much today. So she gets up, and she comes back to the guy. I guess she was trying to get her wrap on. And she's getting to him. I guess she was feeling him some kind of way. And he says, you know what, could you just please go sit down? Listen, y'all. She was dressed like it was June outside. She had on a halter top, so clearly everybody knew she was pretty hot and off her rocker, right? She was just going all over the place, right? I said, okay. And so I had to see I already did not want to be there because the doctor that comes in is always like 2 hours late. And so anyway, I goes in and I sit down and I start to pray. I said, oh, Lord, please help so-and-so, this doctor, to get here on time. I'm praying, right, because I didn't want to sit there like 3 hours. And I'm like, Lord, please help this man get here on time, yada. So listen, and I don't like the doctor, but I had to see him because he's a specialist, right? So I had my doctor says, you got to go see this guy because we got to figure this out. So listen, make a long story short, and I'm in my feelings because I already do not want to be there. So listen, this is the story. He comes in, my appointment was 1 o'clock. He comes in at 1:09. That is a historic time for him to be there. 1:09, he's sloshing through. I says, oh, God, here he is. And I look, I says, oh, my God, it's only 9 minutes after 1. He said, this is a time for him. So he goes in the back. He does what he got to do. And then he comes back out. And so, listen, he gets me, and to me, it's record-breaking time. Because within 45 minutes, I was out of the door. So he comes in, and he takes me in back. Listen, this is why we cannot be in our feelings. Stay with the story. This is why you cannot be in your feelings, because you really don't know the backstory of what's really going on. So listen. He takes me on the other side. We went to an office. He says, really, this is not my office. I'm just trying to make things go faster. So he says, have a seat. And he starts talking to me. And he says, listen, they wanted me to work at University. And I don't know why he's telling me, because I'm nobody, right? So he starts telling me and chit-chatting to me and putting his hand all on me. He says, you know, they wanted me to work at University of Illinois. I says, oh, okay, really? That's nice. And so he says to me, the only way, he says, this is what I told University of Illinois. He told the University of Illinois the only way he would take a job at the University of Illinois, where he really didn't want to go, was if they would still let him work at the clinic where I go and donate his time. So what he wanted to do, the clinic where I go, he wanted to donate his time, stop his salary completely, did not want to be paid by the staff of where his patient. And so then he says, that was the only way I would take the deal. And he says, you know what? University of Illinois calls me and says, come on in, Dr. So-and-so. We're going to take you, and we're going to let you stay where you are, and you're going to donate all of your time to the clinic where I'm going. And I says, why is this man telling me? I'm nobody. He's telling me this whole story. And so I'm like having more of an appreciation for this man, right, that I really didn't even like in the first place. So I'm like, he's a really nice guy. I says, okay. And so he starts talking, and then he gets on the phone. Now I'm telling you guys my appointment, right? He gets on the phone. Now, listen, my feelings are starting to get a little better because he's telling me, I said, oh, that's really nice. You're working for free here. And so then he gets on the phone. He starts calling these people at another clinic that he's sending me to do whatever. And then he says, you got to get this test done. He says, but getting it done at this clinic is very difficult. And he says, I'm going to send you to Dr. So-and-so. And you just go in there first thing in the morning. He's going to do this for me. And I says, oh, okay. And then he says, yeah, and then you got to do this, and you got to do this and this. I'm like, geez. Jesus Christ. And so I'm sitting there. I don't know what the hell is going on. He's just telling me all of what I've got to do, right? And so then he says to me, he looks at my blood work, and he says to me, he says, you know what? He says, the one thing, stay with the story. Now, listen, he says to me, the one thing that I was worried about, I had the same problem 3 years ago. He says, I'm not worried about that problem. He looks at me in the eyeballs. He says, I'm not worried about the problem. He says, you know why? He says, I'm going to put it just like this. I'm not worried about that problem because you're sitting in that chair, and you would have been dead. You would have been dead. He says, the problem that everybody's worrying about that they think that you got, you ain't got it because you're here right now, and you ain't dead. And I'm like, well, okay. So he tells me what he thought the problem was, and clearly it's not the problem. What everybody was saying that it was, it's not the problem. I said, well, what is the problem? And he says, it could be anything. He says, it could be an infection. He says, but the main thing that it is not, we know it's not because you're still alive. And I'm like, well, what the hell? So listen, I'm saying all that to say this. Don't be in your feelings. You don't never know what God is setting up for you behind the scenes. Now, listen, the very doctor that I did not like, that I didn't want to see today, that I was in a really bad mood because I just did not want to see this man because he's always late, yada, yada, yada. And my one doctor, my primary, who was sitting to me, who I love her to death, and I'm like, I got to go see this guy. So listen, don't be in your feelings because the one person that you got to go see is the one that's set up at the top to really take care of the problem, whatever is going on with you. So listen, don't be in your feelings. I am telling you, you never know how God is working behind the scenes. So listen, the point of it is, if he hadn't got the job at University of Illinois the way that he wanted to get it, he wouldn't be at the clinic where I am. Right? He would have been gone. He would have been gone and doing something else. But he made a deal where he wanted to stay and just work for free. How good is that? How good is that that he can work in two clinics? One clinic, he gets the full salary that he wants to get, that they wanted him, and they're going to let him work somewhere else for free. I'm like, you can't get no better than that. That's God was setting up the whole thing behind the scenes, and yet I'm in my feelings, right? So I'm looking at it like this. God setting it up for me because this is the doctor God wanted me to get so they can fix whatever the problem is. So you know what? So don't be in your feelings because you never know. You never know. You never know. Now, listen, I got another word from my sponsor. I want you guys to take a listen to this.
I want to talk about sludge. It happens after you drive your vehicle for a while. It's a buildup of motor oil that gels, then collects dirt, metals, and unburned fuel. Sludge prevents oil from getting to the critical engine parts it's designed to protect. You'll notice your vehicle running rough, stalling, even vibrating. That's because friction is damaging your engine. Jill Katz ProLine is the solution. This science was engineered for aerospace, tested in racing, and used by our military. Now, you can use this well-kept secret to protect your engine from future buildup, extend the life of the vehicle, and save on repair costs. Order at JillCat.com. JILCAT.com.
All right. I want you guys to go to the website. It is JillCat.com. And I'm pretty much out of time. It's been stone cold blast. I want you guys to do this. Go to the website, JillCat.com. 1LJILCAT.com. The product, what it does, it removes carbon, corrosion, rust, and sludge buildup through an electrostatic process while helping prevent additional damage by bringing the metal back to its original state and allowing the return of the factory oil pressure. Now, listen, you can see this right on the website, geocat.com. Take a look at the website. It's right there for you. It tells you all about the product, what it does, and why it is phenomenal. It does so much good for your vehicle, right? So it's JILCAT, JillCat.com. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow with more exciting and great music. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You winning.